Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We want to help families today. You know, with COVID and so many different things changing in the world, there are families that have special needs kids, especially those on the autism spectrum. This has been more of a challenge than maybe you and I would even realize unless we talk about it. So I have an expert, pediatric psychologist with Parkview Pediatric Developmental Center. She knows what she's talking about. Dr. Marla Souder is going to help us understand and maybe how we can help others. Dr. Souder, has this been an issue? Have you been having discussions with a lot of people about this?
We have had tons of discussions, and this is really exciting for us that you're sharing this information with our families that we don't necessarily always get to connect with, but also the community. It's such a big thing right now for our families and kids who are on the autism spectrum. They're struggling so much with life being kind of topsy-turvy.
Yes.
They're not getting their normal routines. Everything's just been thrown out of whack. The people that they could count on day in and day out, they don't get to see at school. Some of these families have to make hard decisions between safety and health. And getting their kids some of the services and supports that they need, either through school or out in the public through more private therapies and services. And some of the other community events that our families have typically been able to enjoy that a lot of times involve more people, they're not going on right now either. And so it's just, it's a lot for these families to navigate. And we've been doing a lot of one-on-one discussions and helping families and guiding them to what's going to be the best choice for their child with all these factors involved. And it's tough for these families to decide what to do. It's tough for anybody, yes. But it's a lot more complicated with our kiddos on the autism spectrum.
I just wanted people to be aware of that. It wasn't until I started seeing more stories on it and hearing family stories of how they have a special needs child and on the autism spectrum and how they need those rituals and daily things that they're used to that make them feel safe and comfortable. And now because of things like, you can't be around people. You've got to wash. You've got to be cleaner. You've got to be careful about masks. Even masks are a difficult thing for kids that struggle with autism, are dealing with autism. Tell us why.
Masks are a double issue for our kiddos on the autism spectrum because, first of all, they have some sensory issues and putting on a mask themselves is a little bit uncomfortable at times, yes. And we really have to work on easing them into that if they're required for going to school or certain places to wear their masks. But then also seeing other people with masks on makes people look different, and then it also complicates their ability to look at people and understand emotions. That's hard for them in the first place. There's research that looks at how kids process emotions when they're on the autism spectrum and looking at faces. They're looking at ears and chins and foreheads and not always looking at that central part of our face. And so when we've worked on kind of coaching them to do that, it's hard to do when all they see is eyes now. We don't even see a mouth smiling at us anymore.
Yes.
So it makes it harder for them because they don't even always understand tone of voice. And so they're working kind of a few cards short in this deck of trying to process what's going on with people around them and people that they know looking different and sounding different. And it's complicated.
So I want to say this to you, if you're a family, a parent, or a friend of someone that's has a child that's dealing with autism, just to be aware of that, to be aware of some of the challenges they're going through. We want to support them in prayer. And is there one quick thing you can tell us that would help encourage a family with a child dealing with autism?
One of the things that always has been something that my families have said to me along their whole journey is just check in. Just check in with them. Say, how you doing? I know it might be a little more complicated right now. Just check in, and that you're really having them on your heart and your mind, and that's so important to these families, is to not feel alone and isolated, because this is an isolating time for all of us, but them navigating some of these extra circumstances and just letting them know that you're thinking of them and would be willing to check in and do anything that you can helps tremendously.
Thank you for that. That just helps us to help others. And if you're a family going through that, we're praying for you. You can have help. And of course, this is my friend, Dr. Marla Souder. She's a pediatric psychologist at Parkview, and they understand. They know what you're going through. I'm going to put that link on my conversations page. It's there right now if you want to connect, you want to help. We're here for you. We love you. We want to see you through this. Anything you need to know about this is on my conversations link right now at star883.com.